Of course, I've read about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in the newspapers, but it was actually meeting some Falun Gong practitioners and hearing firsthand their experience that made me realise we needed to do more to raise the world's profile to this issue.
Falun Gong's guiding principles are truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The practice is peaceful, non-political, non-religious, free of charge, and of great benefit to practitioners' health and moral standards. Introduced to the general public in 1992 by Mr. Li Hongzhi, Falun Gong is practiced in over 50 countries around the world. Before the crackdown, 100 million people were practicing Falun Gong in China, more than the members in the Communist Party. Afraid that the movement was a threat to his power, Jiang Zemin initiated a ban on Falun Gong in 1999. He thought that he could eliminate Falun Gong in 3 months, but he was wrong.
To see such terrible persecution, for me, it was just absurd. And I couldn't understand at first why it was happening. I felt, you know, my duty was to talk about human rights and freedom, because it's very important. I couldn't understand why they were persecuting such good people.
The persecution is very, very severe. For example, with Falun Gong, you have thousands of people who have been detained. They have been sent to re-education camps. The leaders have got sentences from 2 to 18 years. The normal practitioners have been given re-education sentences of up to 3 years. They have been subjected to torture. There have been over 200 deaths in custody. And all this for the peaceful expression of their freedom of belief, which is guaranteed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which China is a party to.
I am a master degree student in a university in the UK, and I went back to China in 1999 just because we are Falun Gong practitioners. We were arrested for 7 days, and they beaten us. Although I was an 8 months pregnant woman, after several days they deported us back to the UK, and just 1 month later, my daughter Minghui Yu was born in Swansea. They told me that if we carried on practicing Falun Gong, my daughter Minghui would never be registered and she would never get her own passport. Since then, we have no choice. We had to be asylum seekers.
They did not register Minghui on the passport of Zheng Fang Mo or her partner as a Chinese citizen. So I've been trying to establish the citizen status of Minghui, and I think it's not right that any young child, you know, obviously is denied the right of citizenship, which is a fundamental human right that it should be open to us all.
I think the case of Zhao Ming in particular highlighted in a very specific way the problem that exists for people who practice Falun Gong, and the fact that he had been a student here, was living in Dublin, made it very real for many people, and I think as well forced the Irish government to take it up in a very specific way when the Chinese Premier was here in Ireland some time ago.
He's been imprisoned in a labour camp in China since May 2000. And he was just recently released on March the 12th from Tuanhe labour camp near Beijing. And we're here today to welcome back to Trinity and to his new life, Zheng Ming.
During a period of 2 weeks, I was only allowed to sleep only 1 to 2 hours each day during the 2 weeks period. And on some other occasions, we are not, we are physically punished, forced to to do a kind of military squatting for a very long time, more than 10 hours a day. And it's really very bad to my legs. Now I still feel having no feelings at the bottom part of my legs. Just 2 weeks before I get out from the living camp, five policemen using six electric batons to shock me all over the body. And the electricity is over at least 30,000 volts.
We want the Irish government and other European governments to put real pressure on the Chinese authorities, and I think that the pressure has to be stepped up considerably. It is just not good enough that people are in large numbers or in any numbers being persecuted, being thrown out of their work, being imprisoned, being sent off to camps and so on for their beliefs, when they are obviously not in any way interfering with other people's rights or doing criminal or other damage.
The crackdown of Falun Gong is really going ahead in a very brutal way. We have been following the situation since summer 1999, and when we got the first news about deaths in prison, we had been shocked. But what we are seeing today, it's really a catastrophe.
Methods used in the persecution include beatings, electric shocks, slave labor, sleep deprivation, gang rape, forced abortions, forced medication, forced feeding, physical torture, and brainwashing. Practitioners have been killed by being thrown off buildings, dragged to their deaths while tied to a motorcycle, burned alive, or beaten to death. The killers, usually policemen, are rewarded and promoted by the state.
My husband died. My husband's sister was sentenced 2 years in labor camp. My husband's father, shocked by the news, his son's dead. His daughter's sentenced, he passed away, leaving me alone to raise my 18-month-old baby. I urge everyone, help us to stop this persecution. Because in China, thousands of families like us still suffering every day.
Many Western practitioners of Falun Gong have gone to Tiananmen Square to appeal against the persecution.
We went to China, we were illegally detained, we were interrogated, we were roughly treated, we had our property stolen, and we were deported. We broke no laws. This happened for no reason at all, except for the fact that we practice Falun Gong and we believe in truthfulness, compassion and forbearance.
And I was dragged out of the hostel and dragged by my hair onto a police bus and taken to a detention centre.
At the police station, I saw a lot of Western practitioner being beaten and abused by the police. And inside another detention centre, a police officer came up to me and slapped me in the face with such force that my head was smashed against the wall.
They beat me 3 times, pulling my hair, punching me, kicking me, kicking me when I'm on the ground, elbowing me in the back, punching me in the back, using the walkie-talkie, smacking me in the back, twisting my fingers, kneeing me in the stomach, anything they could think of. It was really strange. You'd see their face change. They're so deceptive. They talk to you like, oh, we're friends, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, Falun Dafa Hal, and they come down on you like a ton of bricks. I really fear for the Chinese practitioners, because I knew, as a Western practitioner, maybe I was getting, an easy deal.
We are not doing anything wrong, only following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. So to arrest people for doing that, especially elderly people, like people in their 80s, and also young children and students like me, is very wrong.
peaceful protest is an alien concept to the Chinese communist dictatorship. And in this country, we're a liberal democracy. We enjoy the right to demonstrate and express our views in a peaceful manner. Chinese government can't cope with that. It can't cope with its own citizens doing it, and it certainly can't cope with Western Europeans doing it. So the way the four Britons were treated in Tiananmen Square is pretty typical, frankly, of the heavy-handed attitude which the Chinese government takes to protesters. In a way, they were lucky because they were British citizens. They were just deported. If they'd been Chinese, no doubt they'd have been carted off to a labor camp.
Since 1999, 250 adherents have been killed. According to international media reports, 50,000 Falun Gong petitioners have been arrested and detained. The whole world will be watching, and we will over and over and over again call on the government in Beijing to respect the full rights of all of the citizens. That is why we're here, and that is why I support you as a United States Senator. Falun Gong, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oppression anywhere in any form is unacceptable, and we have a huge opportunity with the People's Republic at the moment, because they are trying to build their economy. They can't do that alone. They need to trade with nations like the UK, with Australia, and with the United States. They can't build their economy without us, and we should be making it a condition of trade with them, of helping them build their economy, that they take a more liberal attitude to human rights, starting with Falun Gong, returning to the position that they had in respect to Falun Gong before 1999, but also improving the human rights of all minority groups and religious groups in China.
If you turn a blind eye to dictatorships, whether it was Hitler in the 1930s, whether it was Saddam Hussein in Iraq, Colonel Gaddafi in Libya or whatever, you know, eventually, these dictatorships think that the liberal democracies don't care what they do and they can get away with literally murder. Saddam Hussein got away with gassing tens of thousands of his own citizens. In China, they're currently getting away with persecuting, you know, thousands of Falun Gong practitioners. It mustn't be allowed to happen. The next stage on is genocide. That, you know, Hitler got away in the 1930s with persecuting the Jewish community and other communities in Germany. That turned into genocide in the 1940s. The next stage is the gas chambers.
You all people gathered here, you are signs of truthfulness, of compassion, and of forbearance. You set an example for Europe and for the entire world of good values, and working for the best of the human person. Do not stop with your work, because the right to meditate, the right to pray, the right to think your own thoughts in love and in peacefulness, as you are the best of the human person. You stand for the good, continue with that. Your followers in China have been and are persecuted. More than 200 people of your followers in China have been killed. They have been killed in a brutal way. They have done nothing. But the Chinese communist regime, they know that they have not been able to win the souls and the hearts of the Chinese people. You are reaching the souls and the hearts of the Chinese people. Let us jointly, for a better future on this planet, on this world, work together for these just values, for the good cause of freedom, democracy, and the dignity of the human person, and for religious liberties. God bless you all. Thank you so much for letting me speak to you. Thank you.